Welcome back, or welcome if this is your first time joining us. This is Moon Meditations, where each episode is a purposeful environment for encouragement, guided meditation, and positivity. I'm your host, the Poetic Pisces, and I'm glad you joined my frequency. Our full moon is in Leo, our sun is in Pisces, but here we are moved by the phases of the moon. And we're being moved by a super full moon today. Did you all see that moon this morning? Oh, it was beautiful. It was beautiful. I saw it about 6 o'clock this morning on the east coast of the United States, and it was gorgeous. I should make it a goal to see a moonrise one of these days. This would have been an amazing day to see. But you know what else is amazing to see? Progress. Last episode was a new moon in Aquarius, and here we are with our super full moon in Leo. But keep in mind, as we start losing light, our moon will turn into a waning gibbous, and it'll also shift into the sign of Virgo. So, since setting your intentions with the new moon, how have you seen progress toward what you planted? You should see results by now. You should see progress by now. Virgo is a mutable earth sign ruled by Mercury, while Leo is a fixed fire sign ruled by the sun. So traits that come out to me are attention to detail, being organized, flexibility, artistic, we got self-expression, and self-centered. Whatever those mean to you, however that resonates with you, move forward with it. We have this magnified moon, magnified moonlight, magnified energy from the supermoon. It's elevating the tides. Allow yourself to be moved by the phases as well. I mean, we are, what is it, about 60% water? So like I always say, here we are moved by the phases of the moon. It couldn't fit any more perfect than right now. And with this new moon, we welcome in the sun sign of Pisces. It is the poetic Pisces season, all right? It's Pisces season, yes. Let's get imaginative. Summon your inner Pisces and really visualize what it is you want. Whatever it is you're manifesting, your want, your need, your desire, make it your reality. You can reach that goal you have. You just have to believe it and trust the process. We often look outside of ourselves for answers when they lie within. So learn yourself. And I know you guys have heard this before. Know thyself. A ritual I practice to know myself and dig a little deeper is meditation. If you'd like to join me and meditate, please ensure your setting allows you the chance to do so. Find a quiet, private area, or feel free to pause and come back. Release any mental blocks you may have. Get rid of your negative automatic thoughts. Bring awareness to your body, to your posture, to your breath. Sit tall and confidently. Align yourself. Align yourself and inhale through your nose. Exhale through your mouth. Inhale through your nose. Exhale through your mouth. Breathe normally. Inhale through your nose. And exhale through your mouth. Soften your body. Soften your gaze. And close your eyes. Use your mind's third eye to visualize yourself as you are. Keeping your eyes closed, see your surroundings. See yourself
your hands, perhaps, as you normally would, continuing to keep your eyes closed. Now ask yourself, do you want your future to look like your present? If not, what needs to change? What do you need to change about yourself? What are you afraid of? What do you need to release? Visualize yourself and your surroundings changing. See yourself fulfilling your heart's true desire, your destiny. You are worth it. You are worthy. You deserve the abundance you desire. I am successful. I am worthy. I deserve the abundance I desire. Visualize yourself and your surroundings changing. See yourself fulfilling your heart's true desire. Bring awareness back to now, and when you're ready, open your eyes.
Welcome back. Hopefully that was a peaceful meditation session and you have gained some insight of your very own to press forward with. So welcome to the next dimension. Like I say often, live as though your visions and words are true until they become your truth. I trust you all are having a productive Lunar New Year so far. If you aren't, don't fear challenge or change. Something's got to give. Take a moment out of your busy schedule and leave a review of this podcast. You can also reach out on social media or email at thepoeticpisces@gmail.com or on IG at, you guessed it, the Poetic Pisces. But full disclaimer, I need to do better on IG. I do. I'll put that out there. As always, I'm thankful for you all. Thank you for joining my frequency. I'm the Poetic Pisces. And until next episode, inshallah, namaste, love and light, peace.